Now, as we look into the matter of the subject, the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, it is always good for us to remember how God really graciously, mercifully opens up the kingdom of heaven for everyone. And as we read in Matthew chapter 4, people may be living in darkness, people may be in a valley of the shadow of death even, or they could just be living among people who are sinful. Nevertheless, the invitation is given to them. And this is vital to take note of. Faith will help us to understand that God and heaven are very real and important. The invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ is to enter into his kingdom. It is his, but his conditions are that 1, we repent. 2, we believe in him and in the gospel that he gives to us. And of course, logically, naturally, we must decide to follow him as well. There is very little point in saying we believe in him, but we don't follow him. Now, who are the people who were the first followers? I think that's important to know as well. And we are today going to look at one of the people who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the famous Apostle Peter, who was one of the leading apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he was from Galilee too. So therefore, he was in Galilee of the Gentiles. He was in darkness as well. And the amazing story of Peter is that though he was literally living in darkness, salvation brought to him an understanding, enough light for him to follow the Lord Jesus and then to become transformed into the apostle that he became. The conversion of Peter is actually mentioned briefly in Matthew 4, in Mark 1. But it is so brief that we don't have a whole lot of things to go by. So we call those short versions. The Lord Jesus Christ came, invited them to follow. Peter, his brother, two other friends followed. But we don't know how they came to follow the Lord Jesus Christ the way they did. But we have, mercifully, a longer version of his conversion. And this is found in Luke chapter 5. And that's what we want to look at. Well, how did the first followers know about Jesus in the first place? So a little bit of background will be helpful. During that time, God sent a prophet, and we all know him as John the Baptizer. Well, he came as a very special messenger from God. He came to tell people that the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, was coming. And because Jesus is so wonderful and great, people must prepare themselves to receive him. And he was indeed honored by the Lord Jesus Christ and called a prophet. In fact, the greatest of all the prophets. Well, John came and his life was very little mentioned, was given in the Bible about his life. His parents were quite old and he lived literally in the desert areas until the time came for him to come and proclaim the gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so John came on, and as he began to preach, many people came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. John the Baptizer's ministry was a very different and almost a strange one. He didn't live in a city, he lived outside in a wilderness, And he had very simple food to eat, but his focus was simply to tell people about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, how great he was, how important he was, how people must believe him as the Savior, as the Messiah, as the Lord. And so many people came to know about the Lord Jesus Christ through John's preaching. Among the people who came to know about the Lord Jesus Christ through him were two friends. One was called Andrew, the other one was called John. Well, when John and Andrew came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they were actually disciples of John the Baptizer. But the moment they knew Jesus a little better, Andrew was very, very convinced that this was indeed God's special Savior, God's special Messiah, we call it. And he was going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. So because he had a brother, he went to call Peter and told Peter that they had found Jesus to be the true Messiah. And he dragged Peter along to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, very little is said about that special meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this meeting is recorded in the Gospel of John in chapter 1. Now, by that time, Jesus had become a famous teacher, and his reputation was growing bigger, larger all the time. People knew him as a powerful healer. Many in Galilee had heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they had flocked to hear him, because Jesus was a wonderful speaker. More than that, when people came to him because they were sick, he was there to help them. He was there to heal them. He was there to tell them about God and about the kingdom of heaven. And he was a person who loved the people, and people liked him, followed him, because he was such a wonderful, wonderful person. Well, many people came, and some people even brought those who were possessed by demons to the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus had so much power that at a single word, the demons had to leave those they possessed. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the great designs of the Lord Jesus was actually to draw a group of people around him. They were going to become future leaders. And of course, leaders must be trained. They were also going to become examples of what it means to follow Jesus, so that when other people looked at them, they may have begun as ordinary people, humble folks, but if they followed Jesus, something would happen to their lives. And these disciples, as they are called, would become examples to everybody. And so the Lord Jesus Christ decided that he will help people to understand that anybody, everybody can follow him and experience the transforming power that could come to them. And so the Lord Jesus Christ began to go around selecting people. Now, he did not choose the rich people to follow him. He did not try to attract more famous people. In fact, he just looked at very humble people, like fishermen. Because what he was going to do would become an example of how the power of God will work in their lives. And that gives us a tremendous sense of hope within our hearts, that it is possible for us to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and see the great power of God in working in our hearts and changing us. Well, we are today going to look at the story of Peter, who was a humble fisherman, and how he later on was transformed by the Lord Jesus to become an outstanding leader, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the story is found in Luke chapter 5, which is essentially very much a longer version. And so we read in Luke chapter 5 of how the Lord Jesus Christ came to that part of the Lake of Gennesaret, or sometimes called the Lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. And then as he walked by, a multitude of people will follow him very close behind. And so the Lord Jesus Christ had to find a place to talk to them. But the crowd was so huge that he approached some fishermen, and he noted that they were washing their nets after they had tried to catch fish in the night. They catch fish in the night in those days. He got into one of the boats, and this boat happened to belong to Simon and his family. And so he asked Simon, put the boat a little bit further away from the seashore. And then from there, he sat down and he talked to the people from the boat. Well, that is the heart of the Lord Jesus. He will not turn people away. Whoever came to him, he will help them. He will talk to them about the kingdom of heaven. He will try to encourage them to believe and then help them to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, after he had taught the multitudes, he said to Simon. So he said to Simon these simple words, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, those words are sort of what to us it may seem usual, but actually they were not quite usual words. First and foremost, the Lord Jesus Christ was not a fisherman. And it is very hard to tell a fisherman how to go and catch fish, because they have been doing that all their life. Since they were very young, they learn about catching fish. That's the first thing. The second thing is that he asked Peter to go out into the deep part of the Sea of Galilee. Now, that is not usual practice, because you don't really put your nets down into the deep part, because you will never reach the bottom, because it's too deep. Nevertheless, the Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon, put out your boat into the deep and then let down your nets for a catch. And this was during the daytime. So there were a few things that were really quite unusual. One, for a non-fisherman to tell a fisherman what to do. Two, to go out there to the deep part of the sea. Three, to let down their nets, and he assured them they will have a big catch. Four, they were going out into the deep part of the sea, which they just don't do. Well, Simon Peter was quite polite. And so he said to him, the Lord Jesus, he said, Master, that's a very nice, polite term. We have toiled all night. It was a very gentle way of saying to the Lord Jesus, we don't catch fish in the day. We catch fish at night. And last night, we toiled all night. And we caught nothing. Now, usually, fish, if they have not been there for that period of time, they don't usually come back to the same place immediately. They may come by maybe a few days later or something. So all the things that Jesus said to Peter were not usual, but Peter didn't know how to answer but politely. And so he said, okay, we've caught nothing. We toil all night. And then again here he says nicely to the Lord Jesus Christ, nevertheless, at your word. All right? In other words, you could be wrong, Master, but because you said so, I'm going to do it. And I think that you'll be surprised, because we have caught nothing. Chances are we will catch nothing. I will let down the net. But Peter was not convinced at all that the advice of the Lord Jesus was all that good, all that sound in any way, at any time. Well, that was how it was. Now, so Peter, in order to catch fish, he will have to have more than one person. He will have his partner. In this case here, most likely his brother. So he would go out. And then when they had put down their net, they were surprised. Suddenly, a great number of fish got into their net. To the surprise of Peter and Andrew, their net was now breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat. And so they asked them, come and help them. So they came, and then they began to put the fish into their boats. In fact, there were so many fish that they caught, to their great surprise, the boat began to fill. And of course, if the boat began to fill with fish, the boat would become heavier and it would sink more and more. In fact, there were so many fish that the boat literally was sinking near to the into the sea. They began to sink. And then suddenly Peter realized something. Now that is interesting. He began to say to the Lord, he understood it, suddenly it hit him. This was unusual. This was a new experience. This was an impossible thing for a human being to do. He recognized it. He fell down at Jesus' knees and he said, depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord. Now, this is an important thing to take note of. Now, remember what we said earlier, reading from Matthew chapter 4. It was in Galilee. The people were living among the Gentiles. A lot of people were in darkness. They were not spiritually inclined. They did not know very much about God. But the first time Peter saw a miracle and he recognized it. When he first came to see Jesus with his brother Andrew, Peter was not very impressed. But not because of the Lord Jesus, but because there was just too many sins in his life that he had not dealt with. But now suddenly he realized that he was in the presence of the Lord himself. He was in the presence of a Savior. Compared to Jesus, Peter was a sinful man. And he recognized that. But that's what Jesus said. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so Peter, realizing this, confessed his sins to the Lord. Kneeling down, he was just saying, you know, I am not worthy to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm not worthy to know you as the Lord. Depart from me. Peter was very honest about himself, and the Lord Jesus Christ was gracious, very merciful, and he spoke kindly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Peter was not the only one who was surprised. In fact, all his friends, his brother, they were all surprised. And if we want to talk about real conversion, it's about now. So we read in verse 9, he and all who were with him, they were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so we see who they were. They were James and John. Now, John together with Andrew, they were the ones who followed the Lord Jesus Christ for a little while. But now, this time, they saw something outstanding, something special, something different. And they realized that they too needed to repent. They too were sinful men, and they needed to really ask the Lord to help them to fully understand the gospel and to enter into his kingdom. And so the Lord Jesus Christ said very kindly to Simon, do not be afraid. Sometimes when we look at our life, when we take a look at the sins in our life, we begin to realize that there are things in our life which are actually quite sinful. But mercifully, when we come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will speak graciously and kindly to us. What he will do essentially is to tell us that our sins can be forgiven and that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. We do not have to be afraid. It is good that we recognize there are sins in our life. It is important that we confess that we are sinful people before God who is holy. But it is also vital for us to listen to what Jesus says to us. Do not be afraid. Sometimes people are so worried about their sins, so conscious of their sinfulness, that they dare not to come close to the Lord. They dare not believe that they can enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so the Lord Jesus Christ came especially to help people to understand that anyone, everyone can believe in him, repent from sin, enter into his kingdom, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is an important thing. See, the story of how the Lord Jesus Christ showed to the disciples a miracle is to help us to understand that believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is truly, in a very special sense, a miracle that we must not take for granted. To me, it is a miracle that God can look at our sins and forgive us. To me, it's a wonderful miracle to be actually given an invitation to enter into the kingdom of heaven, just like that. To believe in the Lord Jesus and for him to tell us, do not be afraid of your sins. In other words, you can be forgiven, you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, and you can follow him, and the power to create the miracle, that power will continue to work in us, change our lives wonderfully, and enable us to believe in the Lord and then become useful servants of his, as Peter, Andrew, James, and John understood in their own lives. And so this is something that we must take to heart and truly trust the Lord and believe for ourselves personally. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, when he gave a message about how the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and our part is to understand it, repent from our sins, that is a message that is applicable to us. And the example of it all is very clear. So we are looking at humble people. We're looking at not rich people. We're looking at people who had ordinary, humble jobs like fishermen. And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ would come to them, invite them personally, show them his power, not only to actually heal people, cast out demons, but even humble things like helping us in our jobs. And in the midst of all those things here, the Lord Jesus Christ gives a very wonderful invitation. We can follow him. And what he will do is to apply his power in our life. And as we follow him, we can become people who are his servants. Or as the Lord Jesus Christ said, we can become fishers of men. We can become effective in catching not just fish, but helping other people to come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as well. And this is a wonderful thought for us to understand. So it was not only to Peter, it was also to Andrew, it was also to James and John, his brother. And so we have the first four disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that story is a wonderful one for us to consider, to believe in. And that gives us a tremendous hope, a sense of hope and assurance that we too can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and experience the same kind of power that was extended, that was demonstrated in the lives of the disciples. And I think that sometimes one of our biggest problems in our life is we look at our lives and we recognize our sins. We recognize that we are not rich people. We are not very well-educated people. We think that we have got nothing very much to offer the Lord Jesus Christ at all. And so, what can we do for the Lord Jesus? And we think that since we got nothing to offer, we end up thinking there is nothing. So some people think that Christianity, believing in Jesus, is for the young, for the educated, for the rich, for the famous people. But that is just simply not true. This story is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, in the Gospels, so that when we read this story, we can actually understand it, identify it for ourselves, and then we recognize that it actually is applicable to us. Well, many of us will be able to say, like, that we are just like the apostles of old. They were ordinary people, humble people, sinful people, weak people, not very well-educated people. But then when the Lord Jesus Christ came into their lives, there is the power of God that is able to transform lives wonderfully. And so this is the gospel that we preach. This is the gospel we share with people. It is not just about believing in Jesus. It is about understanding that from darkness we can enter into the kingdom of light. That when we may be humble people, we can become outstanding people. We may not think much of ourselves, but we can actually truly see the power of God at work within us. And having said that, be able to experience in reality the power of God to transform us, to change us into the people that God can make us to become. And so the invitation is given to us today. Let us seek to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as we should. Well, let's follow Him. Let's open our hearts to the Lord and ask Him to help us to believe and see that work of God transforming us. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that You will help us to repent from our sins, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ fully, and to ask that we may experience the same power of transformation as the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, as in Peter, Andrew, James, and John. We pray that we too will see that transforming power in our lives as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks for salvation, for faith, and then we pray also that You will teach us to follow faithfully until we see the work of God, the power of God transforming our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.